It's The Current's Music News, the daily podcast where we're picking it up, we're loving, we're living, we're turning it up, and we're letting you know what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Friday, August 17th. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade, and later this hour, we'll be checking out some new Friday releases, including an ode to a loved one from a pop princess, sad songs from the indie world, and a band that wants to know if you can ever go back home.
Of course, we're still remembering Aretha Franklin. The world is still very much mourning and thinking about the Queen of Soul, who died yesterday at the age of 76. Tributes have been pouring in from across the music world and beyond. We dedicated our entire episode yesterday to Aretha Franklin, and you can read more of those tributes at thecurrent.org.
And when we heard the news and started seeing all these tributes roll in, we really wanted to reach out to a couple of the artists and hear what they had to say from their own voice. One of those artists that we saw was a former Minnesota artist, now lives in Los Angeles, Lizzo, and gave her a call and asked her for her thoughts about Aretha Franklin's passing.
Well, first of all, she is the queen of number one. And for a black artist in the 60s during the civil rights movement to have a song called Respect be number one just speaks volumes to how many doors she opened up for us for things that weren't even possible. When our music was getting stolen by white people, she was out here being number one when we were like at the highest point of fighting white supremacy in America. I just think that that is so powerful. It's like that's how you know she's undeniable. That's how blackness is undeniable. Black culture is undeniable. She definitely was a pioneer in setting the precedent for black artists getting credit and demanding respect in an industry where we were very disrespected, and in a world where we were extremely disrespected. So knowing that she did that, honestly, I am eternally grateful. I mean, people are opening new doors every day, but that was the big door. We wouldn't be able to open these other doors if that one wasn't open first.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
So a few of today's music news headlines. Mike Ness, the frontman of Social Distortion, is being looked into by the Sacramento police regarding an incident that happened at Social Distortion's concert on July 19th in the California Capitol. There was an altercation with a man named Tim Hildebrand, who was attending the Social Distortion concert and took exception to some of the things that Mike Ness was saying about the President of the United States. So stepped forward, flipped a couple of birds, and, well, things went downhill from there. There was a physical altercation. There's video of the incident, and, yeah, the police are seeing if any action needs to be taken regarding this conflict.
Another story that hit the news earlier today, Atlanta-born rapper Young Thug, a.k.a. Jeffrey Williams, he decided that he wanted to play some of his new music and celebrate his 27th birthday by heading to Dave and Buster's in Hollywood, as one does. But while the release party for Slime Language, his new album, was going on, police came in and actually handcuffed him and took him away. And according to The Blast, Thug was arrested for felony gun possession with several guns, including an AK-47, found in cars belonging to both Thug and his associates. The Blast report says that the search took place after one of Thug's cars bumped a squad car belonging to the police department. He's since been released from custody.
I think the lesson here is if you're going to bring illegal firearms to your record release show slash birthday party, drive very carefully.
Yes, and if you are going to bump into a car, make sure it's not a police car.
Also in the news, Phish say they are in shock. The jam band just had to cancel a three-day festival that was supposed to be happening right now in upstate New York.
What? How? Why?
So they were about to start their sound check yesterday, Thursday. Many fans had already arrived. But what's happened is that in this region, there have been very heavy rains that have overloaded the sewer system. There's been flooding. And the critical factor is that local officials said they couldn't guarantee that drinking water could be provided for fans at the event that had not been polluted due to all this flooding and these rains. And so they said, you know, safety has to come first. We need to call off the festival.
Yeah, and I think we all learned a lesson from the 99 Woodstock, where if you're not providing water for people, things can go chaotic very quickly.
Totally. So had to happen. But I mean, anyone would be upset to have a festival canceled at the last minute. especially though Phish fans who live for that live touring experience.
Since it's Friday, it's new releases day in the world of music, so we're going to check out a couple of these new releases. Kicking it off, I think we have to start with the most anticipated one. Pop princess and known donut licker, and I mean that quite literally, Ariana Grande has a new album. It's called Sweetener. We've already spoken about the epic music video she released where she has, let's just call it, an intimate relationship with the earth for the song God is a Woman. But there's also a really sweet moment on the album with a song called Get Well Soon. It is 5 minutes and 22 seconds long to honor the victims of the Manchester attack. But the song that's getting all of the attention online is the one where she expresses her love for her now fiancé, Pete Davidson. That's the one that people are talking about. It kind of goes through their entire relationship. And she said she wrote it pretty much the week after she met him. And I know you know that you my soulmate and love it. I'm like, ooh.
So we have new music, hotly anticipated new music, an instant contender for Best Album of the Year from Mitski. So Mitski is one of those extremely critically lauded artists, part of this new generation of women in rock music who are creating the most exciting guitar-driven music these days. She's often talked about alongside the likes of Waxahachie, alongside the likes of Courtney Barnett. She's this very introspective singer-songwriter who's made some incredible albums, but not necessarily the most accessible music up until now. It's a little bit thorny. It's a little intense. And she has a new album out today called Be the Cowboy that incorporates some pop beats, complex compositions, taking her to new places emotionally and certainly musically. And a lot of people feel like this could be a breakout album for Mitski. My God, I'm so lonely. So I open the window to hear
So if you were a fan of old school Death Cab for Cutie, I think you also like that new Mitski. But guess what? There's something for you as well, because there is new Death Cab for Cutie. They're releasing their 9th studio album, Thank You for Today. And, you know, Ben Gibbard, he's still able to spin that cozy yarn from his life and the things that are currently agonizing him. But when you go back to that first album, there are things like Love Lost and Summer Flings. Well, those aren't the things that are bothering him anymore. He's moved on to things like Silicon Valley, moving into your Washington neighborhood, and hoping that your neighborhood doesn't change, in songs like Gold Rush. Follow me, follow me. This is our viral hit for today, and I hope you're feeling nasty, because Miss Jackson is back with new music. It's her first new music since Janet Jackson's 2015 album Unbreakable. So the song's called Made for Now, and it's pretty much just Janet Jackson letting you know that she's back. Song kicks off with Daddy Yankee saying, Janet Jackson, iconic. And that's really all you need to know about the song. It's just a really fun summertime jam.
And that's today's music news. I'm Jay Gabler.
And I'm Jade.
Jade is also our producer today. We will be back on Monday with more music news headlines. And you can read more about all these stories and take a listen to this new music we're talking about over at thecurrent.org.